Parshas Miketz always falls out around Chanukah. So there must be some kind of a connection between Parshas Miketz and Chanukah. The question is, what is that relationship? What's the connection between the Parsha and Chanukah? We know the Parshas Miketz discusses Paro's dreams. The Torah is Marich, has a lengthy discussion about Paro's dreams and Yosef's interpretations of the dreams. There certainly must be some Kavana Amuka, some deep message over here that the Torah wants to share with us. Aside from the storyline, there must be some kind of message in Paro's dreams and Yosef's interpretation. What is that deeper message? At the beginning of Parashat Shmos, the Torah lists off the Shvatim that came to Mitzrayim, and then the Torah ends the pasuk V'Yosef Hayah B'Mitzrayim. Shvatim came down, and Yosef was there in Mitzrayim already. Why does it have to say that? Yosef Hayah B'Mitzrayim, we know the end of Sefer Bereishis describes that Yosef was in Mitzrayim. So Rashi says it comes to teach us the tzidkus of Yosef, that the Shvatim were coming down to Mitzrayim with the Masorah of Yaakov Avinu, with the whole Mishpacha. And Yosef, you'd imagine he's in Mitzrayim, he's different than the Mishpacha. He's already integrated into the culture, he's assimilated into Egyptian society, and he's different than the rest of the family. Kamash Malon comes to Torah and says, no, Yosef was Omid B'Tzidka. Hu Yosef haroes ton oviv, hu Yosef shoya b'Mitzrayim v'nasim melech v'omid b'Tzidka. The Zelba Yosef, the same Yosef that was roet ton oviv, that shepherded his father's sheep, then he came down to Mitzrayim, he became Ishmael Melech. He's only Bitzidka. That's what the Torah wants to say, that the Shvatim and Yosef were the same. The Shvatim that came down to Mitzrayim with the rest of the family that still were pure were the same as Yosef, who was pure, who was only Bitzidka, despite the fact that he faced so many challenges when he was in Mitzrayim. But the question is how? How was Yosef able to do it? How was Yosef able to withstand all of the temptations, all of the nisyonos in Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim was a foreign culture, antithetical to everything the Torah represents. They were shtufei zima, Chazal say. How could Yosef be only b'tzidko? How's it possible? Reb Chaim Mintz in his Sefer Eitz HaChaim explains that maybe the arichus of the Torah about the chalomos of Paro can give us the mafteach, that can give us the key to understanding how Yosef was able to be only b'tzidko. What did Paro dream? Paro dreamt that there were going to be sheva shnei rov, there were going to be 7 years of famine. And during years of famine, you can't survive, right? People starve during years of famine because there's no food to eat. But after Yosef revealed to Paro that they were going to be Shnos HaRav, then they prepared. They stockpiled food in the treasure houses, and that's how they had food for the Shnos HaRav. If not for the preparation, then they wouldn't have had anything to eat. That's how Yosef was able to survive through all the challenges that he met. At the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, the Torah says that Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef, ki ben zakunim hulo. Yosef was a ben zakunim. And the Targum translates ben zakunim hulo bar chakim hulo, that Yosef was a ben of chokhma. As Rashi explains, that kol ma shalomad b'shem ve'ever mosalo, that everything Yaakov learned in the yeshiva of Shem ve'ever, he gave over to Yosef. Yaakov Avinu filled Yosef with Torah and Yerushalayim and Hashkofa and Midos. He filled Yosef with everything he needed to survive all of the challenges that he faced. Yosef was going to have Shnos HaRav. He was going to have difficult times, challenging times. But with all of the Torah that he had, he was able to face those challenges and to be Omid Ben Yisayim. That's what Chazal mean when they say that Dmus Diyukno Shal Oviv Nira Salom, that when he was with Eishes Potiphar, he was able to withstand the difficult temptation, because he saw Yaakov Avinu, figuratively, he saw he was mushpa from the Torah of Yaakov Avinu, and that was able to make him be Omid Ben Yisrael. Yosef learned the critical lesson that to be nourished during Shnos HaRav, a person has to prepare during Shnos Sova. And that's how he was able to survive. Maybe based on this we can answer another question. Now, the Torah says that after Yosef interprets Paro's dreams, now he gives him an etzah. He says, "Ata yera Paro ish navon v'chacham." You should get a smart person and make him in charge of all of Mitzrayim, and he should tell the people to store away the tvua in the sheva shnos hasova, so that in the shnos harav we'll have food. What does Yosef tell him there? Paro didn't ask him for an etzah. He asked him to interpret his dreams. It almost sounds like a chutzpah. The king asks you to interpret the dreams, and after all the interpretations, Yosef says, you know what, I'll give you an etzah too. What's he doing that? What's he giving him an etzah? Rav Palm once said that Yosef just couldn't hold himself back. He had learned from life experience that if you want to have what to sustain yourself during Shnos HaRav, you have to prepare during Shnos HaSavah. He knew that lesson so well because he realized the only way he was able to be Omid Bin Yisayim was because he had the storehouses of Torah that Yaakov gave him. So when Paro told him about this dream and Yosef realized what the interpretation of the dream was all about, he couldn't help but advise Paro. He couldn't help but say more. You got to have someone to get the people to set aside Tavor. Because Yosef knew how critical that was. Yosef had learned that lesson in his personal life, so he had to share that lesson with Paro as well. What a critical message for all of us. You know, everyone has Yemei Ro'ov and Yemei Sova throughout life. We have times when we can learn and we can accomplish. And there are times that we have more responsibilities, different challenges, whether it's family responsibilities and professional obligations. There are different things that come up in life. And sometimes it's not so simple. Sometimes we're pressed for time and we can't invest as much in our Torah, in our learning, Yirat Shamayim, in our tefillah. It's hard. But the way to prepare ourselves for the Yemei HaRoh, the way to prepare ourselves for the more challenging and more difficult times in life, is to fill ourselves up the Yemos HaSova. Time in yeshiva, right? The years in yeshiva, these are Yemos HaSova. These are times, years of plenty, where we have so much Torah that we can learn, so much that we can accomplish, so much that we can grow from the chever shaft that we have, the closeness of the chever. We have to take advantage of this opportunity to develop ourselves as best as we can, so that we'll be prepared for more challenging times. And the same is true when it comes to a year. There are different tkufos in a year. There are some tkufos that were full of inspiration. Yom Tov time, Sukkot and Pesach. And Yom Tov time, we have so much inspiration, so much Torah, so much tefillah. We feel uplifted. Chanukah is a time that we feel such an inspiration to be mechazik ourselves in Torah. These are Yemei Sova, but we have to take that inspiration and draw it to the Yemei Ra'av too. The chizik that we get during Chanukah, we have to take to the long winter months ahead, the cold winter months. We're not going to have Yomim Tovim for a while. So we have to take all the inspiration, the lessons of Chanukah that we've learned, and let them sustain us throughout the long winter ahead. Rav Palm added that really, this is a metaphor for life itself. You know, life in this world is like the Sheva Shnei HaSova. We have in this life abundant opportunities for mitzvos, masim tovim, for Talmud Torah. Sometimes we don't appreciate how valuable each and every moment is. We don't appreciate, we don't cherish the mitzvahs that we can do in this world. But the next world is like the years of hunger. They're like Yemos HaRoav. All a person can eat during Yemos HaRoav is what he stockpiled during the Shnos HaSava. And it's the same thing when it comes to life. The only thing that a person can have, the only thing that can sustain a person in the next world is what he stockpiled, the Torah and mitzvahs that he stockpiled in this world. As Chazal say, Mishatorach be'erev Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. Someone who wants to have a nice chol on Friday night, he's got to prepare Erev Shabbos. If a person wants to be sustained in the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, then he has to prepare be'erev Shabbos. He has to prepare in this world. This is the time. These are the Shnos HaSava. These are the years of plenty that we have to prepare for the future. Rav Palm suggested that maybe this is the connection between Parshas Miketz and Chanukah. You know, when they were looking for the Pach Shemen in the Beis HaMikdash, it was so hard to find even one Pach, even one jug of oil. It was so difficult. They found one jug, but it was so difficult to find. But how valuable is a jug of oil normally? When oil isn't scarce, not a big deal. Pretty easy to find a jug of oil. What a message. Mitzvahs and Masim Tovim, how precious they are. Now we don't appreciate how valuable they are. But after this life is over, we don't have the opportunity. We don't have the opportunity to get the mitzvahs and the Masim Tovim back. We have to have the attitude for mitzvahs and Masim Tovim, for Talmud Torah, the same attitude that they had for that Pach Hashem that they found at the time of Chanukah. How lucky they felt. How precious they felt that jug of oil was. We have to appreciate each and every mitzvah that we can do. We have to cherish each mitzvah. We have to savor it. We have to take advantage of all the opportunities that we have in these years of plenty to gain as much as we possibly can. This is the message that Yosef shared with Paro, and it's a message that's relevant for each and every one of us as well.